Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington this Wednesday morning, March 18th, 2020. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop, who's in his house. Some people asking whether he has the Barry Sanders jersey in his office.
Nope, that's has not arrived yet.
Oh, that thing.
Wouldn't expect, you know what, now that this is all going on.
You're never going to see it again.
I might not.
Yeah.
I might not.
I don't see how you'll ever see
it. I mean, you should have sent that email when I told you. I was in the minority there. These guys said, wait a couple more weeks to send in the email. You should have sent it a couple weeks ago.
Well, it's over. That thing is so cooked. Hey, listen.
Well, maybe not. I mean, it might take another 6 months, but I'll send another email to them.
I will say the one thing about the global pandemic and all of us being kind of shut down, a positive is there's nothing else to do. So I'm like cleaning out the house. I'm taking stuff up from the basement that I really should have. Like my wife said, remember when I first had my house built? And I have the media room and all this stuff. And, and I've always been like a nerdy tech guy. So I have these big boxes, like this big, you know, the containers of wires. I got coax. I got the, what do they call it? The CAD 5, CAD 6. I've got a million of these things, these damn Ethernet. I mean, I got everything you can think. I got plugs. And she says,
you want to open a Radio Shack?
Yeah, what do you need with this?
Because I used to tinker and all this stuff, and you know, I was always buying new equipment and stuff. But I basically settled in a few years ago, and I've hired people. At this point, I just hire people to do stuff. I don't do it anymore, right? And so she's like, you just got to throw that away. And I'm like, you know what? It's hard for me because that's like, you know how people would have like in their garage their toolbox or whatever and their tools and whatever? It'd be like throwing away my tool, but I don't use them anymore. So I'm taking them. I'm taking it up to the garage. And the next step is trash. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. That's a big move for me.
Yeah.
That's a big move for me because that was my toolbox. Like that was my nerdy stuff that I got into. But I don't do it anymore. I don't. If I have a problem, I just call somebody and say, I need you to help me because it's just too much. It's too much.
Yeah, I need
so
to
I'm
do
cleaning
some of that,
out stuff.
But I need to do it just out of necessity. You know, I'm a minimalist. Is this? I have a skinny townhouse. It's a four-level townhouse, but it's skinny, and we have a toddler, so you buy things. We have, like, a rocking horse. You know how long she uses that little rocking horse? She'll get on it for, like, a minute at a time. Now, it's probably good now because we're not going to take her to a playground to use what they have there, which is just a couple blocks away, but it's just eating up space for maximum 1 to 2 minutes of usage every couple of weeks.
Right.
And that just eats up space. And we have so many, you know what it is like when you have a toddler, you start buying big wheels and tricycles and you buy all these different things and it just eats up all this space.
Right.
And I don't have space.
Yeah. I'm the same way, especially with my garage. My garage is a mess. You know, my wife goes out and gets these dressers. She just got one
yesterday.
That's
her office, kind of, right?
It is, but there's so much in there. There's just nowhere to walk.
But that's your garage. I think it's okay to have a messy garage.
I know, but for me, it's not.
Yeah.
Because I'm a neat freak. I don't like clutter.
People would know it by those jerseys hanging from the frame. Well, but I know it's true. Like, Jason's house is really beautifully decorated.
Yeah,
it looks like Better Homes and Gardens. I don't know what he's doing right there. You could tell his wife had nothing to do with this office.
By the way, speaking of
wives. No, that's not true, because those jerseys are hanging on some old golf clubs, and those old golf clubs are her grandfather's. I didn't really want them in here.
Oh, okay, back up a little bit. I see. So that's kind of like her decorating thing.
See those old persimmon woods up here? Those are like from 1945. Those are her grandfather's golf clubs.
I understand.
For the radio audience that's just tuning in, we should
reset. A little bit better.
We should reset again that Jason is doing the show from his house, and he's in his office. 106.7 The Fan, actually, I think Endercom, I don't know who it is. We got an email from CK, and because of the coronavirus situation, maximum two people per studio. Jason did the show from Grant and Danny's studio yesterday.
People understand. They're all dealing with the same thing. Yeah. Everyone's dealing with the same thing.
So that's why Jason's in his house.
Yeah.
And what's the word from talking to Drab before the show? What's the word in terms of, you know, the near future with you guys? Are you guys going
to
be in studio?
I'm trying not to push him because I'm willing to come in here. There's nobody around here. But I think eventually we're gonna.
Yeah, it's tough to say right now. But, I mean, almost if you turn on any of those ESPN shows, they're all broadcasting from home.
So correct.
It's probably going to be more than likely all of us will be at home.
Yeah, I saw.
Which is good. I mean, if that's what we should be doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's fine. We'll figure it out. And I know I'm working with NBC Sports Washington and you know, everyone is to try to make a solution that works for everybody.
The other solution we have to deal with, and Jason, you're at your house, is how do you deal with life at home? Jason has two daughters, one back from college. Eric has three kids in his household. I have three. Dr. Oz was asked, how do you deal with the situation? He said, there's only so much TV binge watching you can do. He suggests doing something productive like reading or picking up a new language. I can't see any of us doing that.
No, never.
And he says, in two-person households, he says, nothing cuts the tension like sexual healing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's Dr. Oz saying that it helps to get after it. Because now all of a sudden...
I got to send a text. Right.
Why?
Now.
That lasts about 6 minutes.
No. But if you see... You're used to seeing...
Speak for yourself over there, Ricky.
You know, you're used to seeing your wife for a couple hours a day. You know, you're out working, whatever. Yeah. She's out working. Yeah. Now all of a sudden you're cooped up. You're with them all the time.
Yeah, but I think my wife thinks I probably have the Rona. So, I don't think she wants anything to do with it.
She doesn't want the Rooney because you got the Rona?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The Rooney Rona.
I think everybody is kind of like looking at everybody. I don't care what anybody says. I think we're all kind of looking at, if you care about this at all, you're kind of looking at everybody like, do they have the Rona? And it's making everybody a little bit of a germaphobe. Now, Valdez isn't doing it. He doesn't care. And Drabby's not doing it. But I think it's making everybody a little bit of a germaphobe. Do you agree? On some level?
Oh, I don't. You're not setting the mood in your house. Everyone's just high strung and panicked.
Yeah, you're giving everyone anxiety in your house.
It's all about the mood.
My house was pretty good yesterday. We had everybody. It was my best day yet.
Have you smashed since this all started?
Like, no. I've been traveling a lot. But yeah, I mean, it's stressful.
I smashed last night.
Well done. There's thought.
You also have zero children. There's not a lot of smashing when everyone's self-quarantining and families.
It makes it more difficult. This is
the
really,
smashing. Well, the smash factor
to send them to the room.
Huh?
They have rooms.
Trust me, you don't have kids.
Send,
you don't understand.
You can't when send you a 19-year-old to
their ask
room.
Any parent, ask any parent how comfortable they feel smashing with kids screaming and hollering.
Hold on, you can't, like, when you go to bed?
Because they're all up.
They're up later than we are.
You don't understand it. Valdez, I promise you when you have kids, you'll understand it.
These families,
every parent understands this.
Families, Drab, don't take this personal. You're clueless.
Yeah,
I'm clueless. My parents had five kids. Somehow they made it work.
Okay.
Well, how do you know? Do you remember them?
Well, you don't know what their rate.
They obviously had sex after the
Drab,
first kid.
I'm telling you, I'll take 100 calls. Take 100. It doesn't mean you don't. But when you're – this is a unique situation. When everyone's up, and now my kids are up until 2 in the morning because they have no reason to get up. So
but you've done it before. You've done it before when your kids are up. It's just there's a lot of factors. It makes
there's
it
a
more
million
difficult.
Factors. It does. Trust me, it ain't as easy as you think. You're definitely not going up in the middle of the day, locking a door, and hitting the skins.
Right.
Well, you know.
What about bedtime?
I know bedtime. Bedtime buns.
Bedtime. Your daughter's on the computer, 6 inches behind the wall. Here, you can hear everything. I mean,
you've got a huge house.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm telling you. Trust me.
I don't know why you're arguing with them, Eric.
Am I right, Jason?
They just have no idea.
Jason, am I right?
Of course you're right.
Yeah,
they just have
no
idea.
But you know what you could do? You want to be creative, you could do shower sex. Like you take a shower at the end of the night.
Jason, JP.
No, my point is,
talking to a professional.
Okay, but my point
I'm just
is
trying to
that
say.
You got
to
implement that more and that the shower, okay, it's noise.
Again.
And they think you're taking a shower. The door is locked.
Again.
They can't come in.
Yeah. Why
is
daddy showering for the fourth time?
We got a better chance of just going to drive to a park and doing it in a car. That's the most private area you'll have.
Yeah, you'll have a better chance doing it out in public in a park.
Right, exactly.
Where there's nobody. I should go to FedEx Field where nobody is.
You're acting like some unprecedented. Are you telling me you never have sex with your kids in the house?
No.
Of course you don't ever.
No.
Listen, I am.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I'm the most heterosexual person in the world, okay?
Such overcompensation.
There's nobody.
What was that website you told us you were looking at a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Hot guys effing.
That's not what it was called.
Something like that.
That's not what it's called, but it's because the chicks in there were show.
Yeah, okay.
Listen. I mean, it's a creepy site. It's definitely a creepy site. I'm not going to advise it. Because my kids now, everyone's walking around the house. I don't know what to say. But I'm just, trust me, I'm a genius at figuring out ways to do it. But I think the bigger issue, there's two issues. One, the stress factor. No one's really, at least in my house, you're not really thinking about it. We're just trying to get through the day of also the kid. Forget about the virus. Like, it's the kids, managing the kids. Like, I want
to
keep them happy.
Actually,
I want
to
keep them occupied.
Yesterday. You know how tough that was? He says online homework.
I don't see my son doing anything until we get back to real world.
Right.
Like, all I see him doing is lifting.
Yeah, but aren't they doing online courses soon?
I don't see my son. I don't know how.
Well, he's going to have to if he's going to pass.
I'm going to tell you during the break what I see.
Oh, all right.
I think the online stuff is just a joke.
Oh, yeah. It will be a joke.
Put it this way.
They're going to require the bare minimum.
If your teacher told you to take an online test, but don't look at your book, how do you think that's going to work out?
Hey, do you know what we should all be doing?
I'm not sure they're going to say don't look at your book.
I think some are saying don't look at your book.
They might have something on the browser what only allows you to open up one page, but they're all going to be open book.
By the way, it's not easy to even pass with open book. I've taken open book tests and gotten bad grades. And I can tell you this, 7th grade algebra defeated me yesterday. Can't do it.
Oh, well, I'm done at second grade.
Hey, is there any way that I can take advantage of this and maybe get like a second or third degree and enroll in college and do the online classes?
Because they're such a joke?
Yeah, because they're such a joke.
I think they're always kind of a joke.
And then I'll look like such a scholar.
I think, you know what I think? I think all of these schools that shut down should all just give all the students A's for the second semester.
I also think there's a lot of that.
How does that hurt?
Too. I also think there is a lot of that that's going to happen where teachers are going to be like, you know what, this is a nightmare.
Right, right.
A lot of guys are going to get hooked.
Certain teachers.
By the way, we went from sex to school. Going back to the sex thing, I'm actually interested
because
there's a theory that there's going to be a coronavirus baby boom.
Yeah.
Okay?
There probably will be.
Drab, do you think? Like, have you doubled your activity? Like, it sounds like Drab
used to always do it by himself.
He always complains.
He used to hide from his wife.
He always complains.
Let's be honest, Drab.
He always says it's too much work.
Yeah.
Now it seems like he's going.
Because he's got nothing else. He's bored out of his mind.
Well, she's bored out of her mind. And you need to keep her quiet.
Oh, so you're doing. Yeah, right. So you're doing it to keep her quiet?
Well, I just keep her, She's so bored now that she's sitting home all day.
Drabby, how many times do you guys go for walks with Oaktown?
One long one a day. I mean, I take him out a couple times, but we do a little family thing.
Right. I mean, just to get out of the house.
How much does Oaktown or Oakley the dog weigh?
130 pounds.
It's a big dude. It's a big dude, man.
You need a big dog.
You know what? This will kill some time. We should just get our dogs together and go to some park and let them pummel each other for an hour.
That's Eric's scaring me. He's saying the whole thing's passed from dog to dog now. I see him tweeting about it.
We're not allowed to have our dogs play together?
No. Here's the thing. It should be fine. It doesn't matter because if you're participating in this properly and you're protecting the vulnerable, you shouldn't be anywhere near them, neither should your dog. So if they have their own dogs, that's fine. You shouldn't be visiting your parents right now. Like, if you're putting them at risk. It's a bot. Anyone will tell you that.
The only elderly, what's the definition of elderly? Is it after older than 70? I don't even know.
I don't know. Some people are saying I'm elderly because I'm 50.
All right, but, right. But the only elderly person that we hang out with is Teresa's mom, and she's in Florida.
You can't see her.
We won't see her for the entire summer, probably.
Yeah, you can't see her right now. That's the one thing that's really, really scary. Here's the thing. I go back and forth. Bear with us as we go all over the place here for over the next few months. I go from doom and gloom, if you look at these models, and I'm like, oh my God. I mean, my mom has to stay in isolation until they find a vaccine, which Fauci says is a minimum a year away.
What happens if your mom needs some, you know, just...
We're buying
not corona care, but what if she, you know, has high blood pressure or a heart problem?
Right. So I told her.
And has to go to the doctor.
Then she has to wear she has to wear a mask, and she has to, you know, I bet you what doctors will do, it's my guess, is they'll have hours for the vulnerable where they can go in, and then they'll have hours for the general population.
I never know.
But my question is, in a normal day, she would call you to go take her to the doctor.
Oh, no. She drives herself still. My mother still drives everywhere.
She would have to drive herself. But look, my mom goes to dialysis 3 times a week. She'll be going in a couple of hours. And we've been fighting about this for a couple of years, but she still drives herself. They changed it. Those are the most vulnerable people, okay? They're spinning their blood and. They now have to do masks.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, I mean, of course.
Yeah, they never did that before.
Yeah, our life is changing. There's going to be a lot of mask stuff as long as we're alive. That's just going to be, it is what it is. That's fine. We'll get used to it.
And a lot more buns hitting for Drab. Drab, by the way, would you reveal this? On an average week, let's say 2 months ago, or an average month, give us a number, and then what do you think it's going to be like this month?
I'm not that active. Once a week.
Okay.
Whenever I see her getting frustrated, I'll do my due diligence.
But you're doing it for her.
Yeah, of course.
Why are you not into it?
Right. Well, my wife.
That's what I don't understand.
Because I'm embarrassed. I don't like taking my shirt off.
Yeah, but don't you
turn the light out?
Don't you like it? You got an attractive wife.
I get mad at myself. It's a whole thing.
Don't
want to deal with that.
Well, hold on. Why are you seeing yourself? You shouldn't.
Because she's saying take your shirt off, and I don't want to take my shirt off.
Because of the man boobs?
Yeah, whatever, or the gut or whatever. The love handles.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if she's not satisfied, then I feel like a loser.
So it's a double whammy.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. You never feel good about it.
Never.
So you disagree with Dr. Oz. Because Dr. Oz says, particularly when there's only two people in the household, you're one of those
people. Why don't you tell her?
You don't have kids. That this is supposed to cut the tension.
Why don't you tell her, listen.
I have been running hot recently. Couple weeks.
Oh, like your success ratio?
Like just
conversion,
like, you know,
rate.
Like when Gil, like that one season, he was just on fire
in
for
zone.
Like 6 straight games.
Yeah,
I'm in that zone right now.
Really?
It'll die out, believe me.
In the sense that you're doing your job.
I'm doing my job. Yeah.
Right. You're getting
everyone's happy.
Right.
There's no apologizing.
You know why? Because you're more active.
Yeah. Linsanity. You know?
Right, like the 7-game stretch. Leon, how about Leon Wood? You don't even know who that is.
But, way back in the day.
Leon Wood.
You remember that stretch he had?
Oh, yeah.
Knocked down three. He's a referee now.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Coming up next.
I love this topic.
We're
what do we
have
got next?
Alan May on.
Oh, okay,
we'll get a little NHL
perspective.
We'll
ask Alan if his buns has increased.
Yeah, we'll find out what's going on with Alan.
I'll let you ask him.
And
that.
I know this about Alan. With gyms closed, I used to work out with him
over
at Lifetime.
Oh, yeah, he's going to go nuts.
He was a workout warrior. But he's probably figuring out something to do at home.
I guarantee you, a lot of people tweet, you want to buy stock in something? Buy stock in dumbbells.
I know.
Because people are buying stuff
home
for
gyms,
the home gym.
And also the streaming services. All those streaming services
Peloton.
And there are others like workout streaming. Those apparently are going to be killing.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk to Alan May next, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington, here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And joining us now is our pal Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington. Driven by Dulles Motor Cars in beautiful downtown Leesburg. DullesMotorCars.com. First of all, Alan, where are you these days?
Well, I'm still in D.C. right now and was kind of waiting it out at the start and then kind of got myself in a bind. And so now I'm kind of landlocked in Georgetown.
What is the daily life like for Alan May? Because I know I got to know you, I think before we even had you on the show a little bit, you used to be an avid workout warrior at Lifetime Fitness on Seven Locks Road in Rockville. And you would work out hard. What are you doing now? There's no gym.
No, well, I have a treadmill at my place and some weights. I've been doing some of that, but I'm over it already. So it's, you know, just like everyone else, I'm bored with this and, you know, trying to listen to everybody. And I think a gym would be the last place I'd be going right now.
Sure.
You know, even before it was closed, just doing the right thing and trying to avoid people and avoid big groups and, you know, just hoping like everyone else that this doesn't take forever.
Isn't it crazy that it was just a week ago when they pulled the plug on the season? It seems like so long ago to me, but it's just a week ago. And even if they brought it back, I was just wondering, like, how long would it take for the league to get up and running again? Like, let's say theoretically they decided, let's do the playoffs only. Like, we just start with the playoffs. How long would it take? Did they have to have almost like a training camp again?
Yeah, it'll take about a week of practice or so, whatever it is. You know, the players aren't going to be drastically out of shape, and everyone's in the same boat. So I am sure that the players are doing something to stay in shape and you know, whether it's running outside. But they're not going to forget how to skate. It's going to have to work the kinks out. They'll feel awful if they do come back. They're not going to feel so great when they first get back at it. And every coach is probably, you know, driving himself crazy with all the what-ifs of how they would prepare, how they'd get their team ready. And they're probably all over the place emotionally. You know, one day thinking, well, this is going to end soon and we're going to get back at it. And then other days just thinking, oh, it's going to start planning training camp for later than expected next year. So there's just so many unknowns for anyone to be able to put any concrete plan or even to guess as to what they would do.
Where are all the players now? Do you know, like the European players, the Russian players? Did some of them go back to their countries, or are they all in the D.C. area?
As far as I know, all the NHL players, pretty much most of the NHL players I know, have all stayed in the towns that they play in. Guys in the American Hockey League, I've got friends that are agents, and I know guys that have left their towns. And, you know, the American Hockey League, I don't think would finish its season, and I'm maybe speaking out of turn, but, you know, it's temporary housing for a lot of these guys. They go into towns, they live in apartments. They plan to live in those apartments till the playoffs start. And, you know, I'm sure that most of those guys have gone back to their hometowns or whatever they consider home base during the off season. And probably, like everyone else, they're just in limbo right now, wondering what the heck's going on with the rest of the world.
Joined by Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington. Let's play out a couple of hypotheticals here. So let's say this lasts for another month and a half. So we get through April, and it's May, which would be, you know, in the middle of the playoffs. Do you think realistically, could they just start the playoffs and do best of fives? Could they just do eight teams instead of 16 teams? I know that it would be different and it would, you know, kill some of the other teams, but could they do something like that?
Well, yeah, I'm sure they've got every scenario. One of the scenarios that I have seen would be a 24-team playoffs with the top eight teams. So it'd be the division leaders, in all the different divisions, and then the team with the next most points. One team would be, I guess, kind of the wild card team for a bye at the start. And then you'd have small series. And one of the things that I have read is that it would be the first round series with the teams 9 through 24 would be a best of three over a 4-day period. And so there's so many different scenarios they're looking at. Some teams would be happy. Some teams would be upset. But no matter what, everything's speculation right now. And you would wonder if it'd be a three game, a best of three, a best of five, a best of five, a best of five to go all the way through to the Stanley Cup, because, you know, it takes so long to play these things. You have wear and tear on the players if you're condensing everything into fewer days and less days off between games and the playoffs. You know, it still would take a while, and you don't want to push next season back too far if this were to start. So I'm sure that they're looking at every scenario possible, and they're probably, you know, banging their heads against the wall thinking, what's the right thing to do? Should we just cancel it now? There's so many moving parts. It's about, you know, keeping people employed that work in the buildings around the teams, bringing in revenue. But, you know, right now it's kind of all pointless for us to speculate with anything in any league.
Right. I this is the way I feel, Alan. And I can't believe that we're living in this world. I really can't. But I believe we're not. The next sport we're going to see is going to be football. I believe the hockey season's done. The NBA season's done.
We're going to see golf before that. I really think so.
Maybe. I don't know. I still would say no. I don't think we're going to see Major League Baseball. I think it's all done. I think the next sport we see will be week one of the NFL season. What's your vibe?
Well, I'm with you on that. I wouldn't be surprised. And I would bet that the odds are with you right now that's the way it plays out. And you'd think that baseball would be there. But once again, this, you know, every day is more alarming than the next. No one is there. You know, in modern times, we haven't seen anything of this magnitude. This is like 9/11 all over.
On steroids. Like,
right.
On steroids.
And every country in the world, not just one country where it happened. And the airlines are shut down for a couple, 3 weeks. And, you know, everyone goes back and, you know, to their day-to-day lives and they're shocked. But right now, you know, this has everyone very alarmed. I think most people didn't take this serious. And, you know, it was just something they heard about in January. And now, you know, there's so many different contingency plans. But, you know, with the economy and everything that's going on, I think just the next 2 weeks, really to me, it's the next 2 weeks tells us everything as to what's going to happen. So when we have this conversation two Wednesdays from now, we'll know, you know, if this thing has gotten worse, if it's getting under control. And, you know, and hopefully for everyone's sake, it's something that, you know, all of a sudden we have answers for. Because right now, no one has answers. Yeah,
well, here's the thing, and I'm telling you, I've been – like everybody, I was reading everything on this. And I go from doom and gloom when I see the models and the projections and the second wave and all that stuff. And then I drink. And then I get optimistic.
Lots of drinking.
I start. And then I see the interviews with the guy. Hold on. With the guy like from Regeneron, the guys that cured Ebola, essentially. They'd saved the world from Ebola. And they have 100 different solutions right now that they're new, that they're trying to put out there and fast track. So if you want to be optimistic, and it's always saved us in the past, and I think it's the one thing we need in life, because if you take away our hope, you've taken away everything.
We need good news. Okay? We need hope. Yes.
You have to have hope. And so if you want to be a person that clings to hope, and I go back and forth between doom and gloom and hope, I truly believe that our human ingenuity and that these geniuses and these supercomputers that are doing this research are going to solve this virus like they solved Ebola, like they solved these others, and they're going to figure this out a lot quicker than the models are predicting. I really believe that.
Here's a question I have for you since you're watching. The one model which doesn't include social distancing, which if we didn't do anything where there's a huge
kills like 4 million people
down, looks to be a much shorter period than the smaller curve, which seems to last a really
long
time.
Because the idea is that they've chosen a route, everybody knows this by now, that's not going to overrun the system, and they'll still be able to handle everybody.
Right.
If you go with the, and they're just going to, and you're saving more lives. In a lot of ways, you have to say, you tip your cap to our country. I don't care if you like the president or not, but the doctors behind them you know, Fauci and Birx and all those people, they've decided they could just do what some of these other countries are doing. Just say, you know what? We'll just let everybody get it. And we'll donk off the old people and the vulnerable, and we'll let the economy go. They're trying to save the most lives, and instead of it keeping the economy going, because they could just say, you know what, it was a bad virus, there was nothing we could do. Some people are doing that.
Alan, are there any? I don't know what your deal is with your parents or, you know, grandparents, whatever. But do you have any elderly people in your family that you're kind of purposely staying away from?
Well, right now I actually was in Canada a couple of weeks ago. I took a week off of work. I thought I was going to lose my dad, and somehow he had a miraculous comeback. So I look at both of my parents. My dad has a bad heart now.
Yeah.
My mom has an immune disorder. So I look at them, and we definitely have to, you know, for my, you know, my parents' sake, we've asked that no one come visit them, no relatives, you know, and, you know, you have to take the precautions. You have people that think this is a hoax, which is, you know, I find hard to believe that the entire world is being, you know.
Right. It's not, of course, it's absurd.
You know, yeah. So, yeah. And I'm kind of blocking all those people from my life because I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah.
But I look at this, you know, I really think the best thing for everyone, and, you know, I can't speak for anyone but myself, is to do what they're asking, to do your part, to not go out and act like you're a social media superstar.
Right.
Probably stay off of your social media, because it's the worst place in the world right now. It's disgusting. And I just think that, you know, pay attention to what the professionals are saying. Don't make this about politics.
Right.
And
listen to the doctors.
Do the right thing.
Listen to the doctors.
Yeah, just try to do the right thing for right now. And you know, politicians should be, you know, not scaring people. They should be doing what they can to comfort people, you know, everywhere around the world. But our politicians in this country and the other country that I'm from, you know, do what's right. Get this country back on its feet. Get every country back on its feet. And hopefully we don't lose too many people. Hopefully, you know, we don't have, you know, world economic chaos and, you know, what comes with
that.
They're
going to figure this out, Alan. They're going to figure this out. I know.
I believe that, you know, come July or whatever, we'll have, you know, way different answers and a way different outlook. But right now, I'm like you. I believe that, you know, that there'll be solutions to this, and that there'll be a positive outcome. And I don't think, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised if it happens again in the future. I just don't know when in the future, but
that's
like
what's
anyone,
scary.
But I just think the right, you know what, you know, things have happened over, you know, the course of time anyway. So it's just a matter of doing what's right this time. And, you know, no country in the world was prepared for this. So anyone to point fingers, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
and to blame any one person. You know, we all think we know where it came from, you know, that will have to change. But right now it's to protect the ones that mean the most to you, and protect your, you know, your fellow humans, the people that live in your communities, and do what's right.
Yeah. Alan, it's awesome. Stay safe, buddy.
Best of luck to your parents.
Yeah. Well, I'll take care, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thanks to you and all your family.
Of course. Thank you, buddy.
Dulles Motor Cars, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Subaru. Experience the Dulles difference in beautiful downtown Leesburg, and DullesMotorCars.com. So thank you to Alan and Dulles Motor Cars.
Can we get into it again? And maybe, I want to talk about, when we come back, just the herd immunity thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated by it. I really think it's a hopeful thing. Not trying to be negative. I'm trying to be positive here. All right. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, welcome back to the show. Sorry, I got my Cliff Bar in my mouth. Apparently no one's in the studio, so I'm just
it's
doing
empty.
The intro.
Drab just ran down the hall to go yell at them.
I'm just doing the intro from my house. So it's me and Valdez. Of course, I am broadcasting from my house in Ashburn.
The Lurch and Valdez Show.
Yep. I think you get high ratings. Who knows where Bickle and JP are?
I don't know. JP just sprinted back into the studio now. Yep. I don't know what they're doing.
We were just chit-chatting.
About what?
Evie was also trying to get, I think, his peanut butter and jelly thing with his napkin.
Yeah, you guys got to understand.
Fell down like three times.
By the way, I just did the worst intro in radio history with a Cliff Bar in my mouth.
Yeah.
It sounded awful.
That's fine. Oh. People understand. We're working with it. The process now for me to get this.
I gotta
use a napkin to open the door. I'm going to give myself Corona right here just so we can do the show. I got to do the thing. Then I got to wash my hands. Then I bring it back in here. If I'm trying to truly not infect myself.
We got caught up talking in real life things about kids, how his kids are adjusting, my kids adjusting. You could talk about it, too. I know initially you were having sleepovers with a bunch of girls. I got to believe that has slowed down, right?
For me?
I'm like pointing to Jason. He can't see me.
I can't see you. Let's see. Last night, no sleepovers. The night before, there were three girls here. All right, so there was a sleepover the night before. Two girls slept in the basement. One slept in my daughter's room. Last night there were kids over. I could hear them. They were playing some game downstairs in the kitchen.
See, I mean, I'm sure they'll all be healthy, and hopefully everybody's healthy. What I've had to tell my kids over and over again, though, is that you can have zero symptoms, and your friends could have zero symptoms, but you could still be carrying it. They don't know the number. I mean, I go with the estimate that the governor of Ohio said, and I think Ohio has 16 million people, and it's just pure speculation, but he said based on, you know, who he's talked to, he thinks as many as 100,000 people have it in Ohio.
I'm convinced now that 10 million people have it in this country. It's right. Just everywhere, and people don't know it, and that's obviously, and it's taken us all a while to absorb this and understand what's going on. That what makes this different, and from my understanding, and I'm not that smart, so I'm sure I'm wrong, but my understanding is what makes this devastating is it's hidden.
Correct.
And the asymptomatic people spreading it like crazy because they don't think they don't think.
And it's so contagious.
And it's so contagious, right? So that it's hidden, and I don't know when the last time this was we've had something that was hidden and this contagious, and then we are actually lucky that there's people that are immune to this, but I guess that's how it works by being asymptomatic and spreading it. Because
no, but some are immune that don't get it.
I don't know that that's the case.
I think
no, people, everyone gets it, but you're asymptomatic.
Okay,
not everybody, but a lot of everyone gets it, but a percentage are asymptomatic.
They kept talking about in South Korea where they tested 250,000 and only 96% didn't have it. That's what I thought. 96% didn't have it. What you're saying is 96%. Were asymptomatic?
Hold on, 96%.
No, so they were just saying that just means the people that they tested didn't have it yet.
Right.
In my opinion.
Either way, what I tell my kids, and I was telling Eric, maybe this, that I'm worried about the psychological effects on a three-year-old. Now, Isabella turns three in a couple of weeks. But she's growing up now in a world where we're hammering her about washing hands. And
it's good for her.
Can't go to the playground.
Yeah, but that's bad.
Her life was a few weeks ago. Today she would go to swimming lessons, and she had soccer, and she had all these things. Like, the older kids understand and can watch the news.
Right.
A three-year-old, I'm just a little worried about it. Like, my son kept saying, talking to her about coronavirus. Is like, maybe we want to ease up on that.
Right.
And, well, geez, your kids, you know, your kid's a freshman in college, like, should be enjoying a freshman year, like, just absolutely pummels it.
Oh, I know. And she's not happy about it. Right? I mean, I'm happy she's home, but she's not happy to be here.
Oh, I know.
She's missing out on so much for her, you know, the second semester of her freshman year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't relate to it now because, you know, I'm almost 50.
But
she's got all these new relationships she started.
Yeah.
You know, she's out on her own for the first time, kind of finding herself, and now she's back. And, you know, she's having – all of her friends are back from high school. All the girls
that's
are back, too.
That's the relief that they're all going through it together.
Correct.
Imagine if she was doing it by herself and all her other friends. See, that was the problem the first few days, is that those of us that were being responsible and keeping our kids in, and then the others that still quite weren't understanding the gravity of it, letting the kids party.
Yeah.
That's brutal. But you're also talking about just the experience of college.
Absolutely. Just growing up, just becoming an adult.
Yeah.
Thank God for the internet, for phones, for things like that. Because when I went for the walk yesterday, I told my son, I was like, imagine if this was happening when I was growing up. You're not supposed to interact with people. You got like three channels on TV. Maybe you put some aluminum foil on your antenna and you might be able to get a fourth and fifth channel, like channel 20 or channel 45. You don't have phones. You were talking about lack of entertainment. Now they can at least binge watch or game. Could you imagine if this happened when we were that age?
No, of course. When we were that age, we would have had like Donkey Kong.
Right.
We would have had
Ms. Pac-Man.
We would have had Donkey Kong. We would have had maybe we would have had Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
well, we were a little older.
We'd be playing the stupid Mattel football games.
Yeah. No, okay, obviously.
You wouldn't have ESPN. Not that we're watching much ESPN now.
There's nothing
to
watch.
You couldn't, like, I don't know if I'm going to have the time because it's just a little more challenging when you have a toddler. Like, I can't just sit down and watch Breaking Bad episode after episode, but I'd like to.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the only sports I watched was the NFL Network because there was free agency going on.
Right.
And I just wanted to see the updates.
But
most of it was Fox Business, you know, CNN a little bit, the local news, the national news. I didn't watch anything on Netflix yesterday.
I don't even want to watch too much of the business stuff because I just believe it's going to be a roller coaster until they solve this riddle. So I don't really feel like riding the roller coaster.
Have you seen Spencer Confidential yet?
Yes, saw it.
My buddy,
pretty good.
He just texted me last night. He's like, it's really good. That's what you got to check out while
It looked isolation. Looked a little cheesy. You watched it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Spencer Confidential, that's a recommendation from a buddy of mine.
It's an action movie, right?
It's got a lot of
cheesy one-liners.
Is it just a movie or is it a series?
No, it's a movie. It's a two-hour movie.
Okay.
It's just a straight-to-Netflix movie.
So that's
movie.
Good. See, like, my son keeps telling me over and over and over, and you guys are talking about it, Peaky Blinders. And it just seems daunting to me to start. If it was just one show, I'd watch it today, be done with it. But it seems daunting to me to start, like, what are they in the episode? Are they in season four now?
Something like that.
I don't know if I can do that.
But
you know who told me about that originally was Tim Seymour over at Palm.
Yeah.
He loves that show.
I remember when he told us.
Getting back to the Wahlberg movie.
Spencer Confidential.
It's got a lot of The Punisher in it. You know, it's very similar to The Punisher.
I don't know that reference.
Isn't it a guy who's he's an ex-cop? He goes to jail, right? And then he comes out of jail and they want to kill him.
He goes to jail for assaulting his boss, who was, like, you know, the detective of the group, and
probably a dirty cop.
He was a dirty cop,
right?
And then he goes to jail for 5 years, and then he gets out, and then it's about how he gets back involved with that particular story. It's a pretty good story, actually. And, you know, it's Wahlberg. You know, it's you know, it's a lot, it's all in Boston.
Jason would put you on the spot. You won't do your Pablo Francisco doing Mark Wahlberg.
No, I don't know how to do that.
All right, I know we got to go break. We didn't get to my herd immunity thing. I want to talk about this.
Got another
9:20.
Why 9:20? Got another guest?
Because we have a guest next.
Why did you whore me? I just set up the tease. I wanted to get into the herd.
Because we were running back. We weren't even in studio.
You whored yourself.
All right. But listen, it's going to take longer.
Did you not?
Okay. It's going to take longer for me to get my food now because I have to wash my hands a million times.
By the way, you know what else I could do since I'm I don't have to drive to D.C. every day? Hmm. I can have a cocktail.
Oh, are you boozy?
Hey, it's happy hour.
Will you do it for me? Will you please have one?
I mean, I don't have one yet, but
Bloody
I could.
Mary. Make yourself a Bloody Mary for me. No, will you do it for me? Because you're more fun when you drink.
By the way, does your office just say welcome? Or does it say welcome something else?
No, it just says welcome.
I have to say, in fairness to Jason, and I know we got to go break, his house is immaculately decorated, and I guarantee even that looks better in person than his. Jason's the worst cinematographer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the can. He's just not a good angle. I know. Did you show him? Do you still have the seats? Like, the seats from Fenway or whatever underneath
it? Yeah, they're right behind her. Yeah,
so you can't see. Like, can't Jason see has a really nicely decorated office.
Yeah. And he's actually facing his
desk.
You can't appreciate the way he's got those jerseys hanging. Because, like you said, he's got them on his grandfather's golf clubs. I mean, there is a method to it.
Yeah.
Right. Believe me, it's due for an upgrade.
Right.
But it was hooked
we
up
did
by,
this.
What was the name of the company that hooked you up?
God, Chris Jones is the name of the guy who did it. I can't remember the name
of
the company.
It's a long time ago. Yeah. I know. We got to go break. They're freaking out. Okay.
All right. We got Steve Palazzo next. We're going to get back into the NFL. We talked about the possibilities of Cam Newton to D.C. and, of course, Tom Brady, who's going to be in Tampa Bay. We'll get to that next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.